Hey, it's Mike Church reminding you that life's biggest challenges can be conquered by prayer. Well, here's a little secret. Praying is made more powerful when you pray in Latin. But most people are horrified of even trying. Well, you're not alone. That's why I'm proud to introduce you to the Pray Latin Prayer Card Company. In no time, you'll learn the Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be prayers in Latin. Pray Latin Prayer Cards, available at MikeChurch.com/Latin. Learn Latin, pray Latin, because the devil hates Latin.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacy Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, March 26, 2020. I'm Stacy Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Foundations Restored, the epic 17-part DVD or streaming video series that destroys the neo-Darwinist theory of evolution in favor of the actual history of Earth found in the book of Genesis. Order Foundations Restored today at crusadechannel.com/Adam. Here's what to listen for this hour. On to the House, the stimulus package passed. Highest death toll was yesterday in the U.S. from the coronavirus, and Elton John is going to be headlining a benefit concert amid coronavirus pandemic. By a vote of 96-0, the Senate passed a massive $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus compromise package just before midnight Wednesday, ending days of deadlock and sending the bill to the House of Representatives, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had said there will soon be a good debate on the floor over the historic measure to bring relief to individuals, small businesses, and large corporations. The 880-page legislation is the largest economic relief bill in U.S. history. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell appeared somber and exhausted as he announced the vote, and he released senators from Washington until April 20th, though he promised to recall them if needed. The unanimous vote came despite misgivings on both sides about whether it goes too far or not far enough. And it capped days of difficult negotiations as Washington confronted a national challenge unlike it has ever faced. More than 200 deaths from COVID-19 were reported Wednesday in the United States, a new high for fatalities recorded in a single day. The dramatic spike brought the number of coronavirus deaths since the outbreak reached the United States in late January to at least 928. Sunday morning, less than 4 days ago, the nationwide total was 326 deaths, according to data derived from state reports. Officials reported 223 deaths on Wednesday. That's an increase higher than any other day. Tuesday saw 164 reports. Experts have said numbers will rise dramatically as more tests are administered and analyzed. As more states implement stay-at-home orders, Trump isn't planning on a nationwide quarantine, he said. Social distancing guidelines set forth by the federal government this month will expire next week. Among other guidelines, the 15-day pause urges Americans to avoid public gatherings with more than 10 people. Our quote of the day, I place trust in God, my creator, in all things. I love him with all my heart. Saint Joan of Arc. Coming up, our saint of the day, on the day of his death, he celebrated Mass twice. He's been called the Apostle of Saxony. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that lay people can arm themselves with truth in the fight against the evil that is neo-Darwinism. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. And right now, your first two episodes are free. Order now, crusadechannel.com/Adam.
Our saint of the day is Saint Ludger. He was a missionary among the Frisians and Saxons. He was the founder of Warden Abbey and the first bishop of Munster in Westphalia. He's been called the Apostle of Saxony. He was the son of wealthy Frisian nobles. He saw Saint Boniface preach, and it was what inspired him. He studied at Utrecht, Netherlands, under Saint Gregory of Utrecht. He studied 3.5 years in England, and then he returned to the Netherlands in 773 as a missionary. He was sent to Devonshire in 775 to restore a chapel that was destroyed by pagan Saxons and to recover the relics of St. Lebwin, who had built the chapel. He was ordained at Cologne, Germany. He lived as a Benedictine monk in Italy, but he didn't take vows. He was reported to have cured the blindness of and thus caused the conversion of a blind pagan. Ludger's health failed in later years, but he never reduced his workload. No matter how busy or dangerous his outside life, he never neglected his time of prayer and meditation, it being a source of the strength to do everything else. The man's life can be summed up in two facts. He was reprimanded and denounced only once for spending more on charity than on church decoration. On the day of his death, he celebrated Mass twice. Robert Levinson, a retired FBI agent and private investigator who disappeared from an Iranian island in 2007, is believed to have died in Iranian custody, his family revealed in a statement on Wednesday. The statement said U.S. officials agreed with the family's conclusion, adding, "We don't know when or how he died, only that it was prior to the COVID-19 pandemic." President Trump said he had not been told that Levinson is dead, but said he wasn't well for years in Iran. Levinson was the longest-held hostage in U.S. history, and his family had fought for over a decade for his safe return, blaming the Iranian regime for his capture and imprisonment. Everybody would like to help out with the coronavirus, and Elton John wants to make sure that America's medical professionals feel the love on Sunday night. The singer will be hosting a benefit special. It airs March 29th on Fox, and it's going to pay tribute to frontline healthcare workers and first responders amid the coronavirus pandemic and seek donations. Performers for Fox Presents the iHeart Living Room Concert for America will include Alicia Keys, the Backstreet Boys, Billie Eilish, Billy Joe Armstrong, Mariah Carey, and Tim McGraw. All of the artists are going to be appearing from their own homes, and they're going to be filmed with their personal cell phones, camera, and audio equipment. And all the benefits from this are going to Feeding America and First Responder Children's Foundation. Everybody's going to be asking for donations. The hour-long special will have no commercials. It airs at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and it will also be broadcast on iHeartMedia radio stations as well. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.